Okay, so we're holding brachot daf gimel amud aleph. We focused on Rabbi Eliezer and the Mishnah, which is a little bit unusual because Rabbi Eliezer isn't the halacha, right? We discussed Rabbi Eliezer's shamuti, but at any rate, the Mishnah had said that Rabbi Eliezer holds that you read Shema up to the end of the first Ashmura, the first watch. And the Gemara asked, there are two opinions as to whether the night is divided into thirds or quarters. When do the watches shift? And the Gemara said, Rav Lezer holds there are three watches, the night is divided into thirds. So technically, Rav Lezer is of the opinion that we may read Shema until a third into the night. And the Gemara said, this is a spiritual concept, that every time the watch shifts, so Hashem lets out a roar, so to speak. Hashem says, he cries Al Navehu over his home that's being destroyed. And there are signs. You want to know when those times are? You look around when you see the donkey neigh, the dogs yell, the babies get up to nurse. Those are signs for the three periods. And the Gemara says, "Mai kachashiv Rabbi Eliezer." When Rabbi Eliezer said in that brisa the different signs for when is the three watches, but what was he really listing? Itchilat mishmarot kachashiv. If he was listing the beginning of each watch, he's telling you, you want to know when the beginning of the first third is, so take a look when the donkey is neigh. So then, Tchilat Mishmera Rishona Simna Lamali. Why does he have to give me a sign for when the first watch begins? Utahu, look around, it turned dark, you know, it's night, that's the beginning of the first watch. What does he have to give me a sign for? If these signs correspond to the end of each watch, then why do I need a sign for the end of the last watch? Yimamahu. No, it's a day. So, you see, look around, turn day. You know, that's the end of the last watch. That's the end of the night. Ela, but rather we have to say, Rabbi Eliezer was telling us, Chashiv Sof Mishmera Rishona, V'tchilat Mishmera Achona, V'emtzeit D'emtzeita. He was telling us the end of the first watch, because I don't need to know the beginning of the first watch. He was telling us the beginning of the last watch, because I don't need to know the end of the last watch, and the middle. So he's basically telling me the beginning, middle, and end of the middle watch. Those are the three signs. So this is very bothersome, this Gemara. Let's see in a minute. And if you want, I can tell you all of these signs correspond to the end of the different watches. If you'll tell me, what do I need? The last sign. I'll look around. I'll see it's starting to become day. I'll know that's the end of the last watch. Says the Gemara. In order to know when to read Shema, if someone's sleeping, he's lying in a dark house, he has all the shades down. It's here in Israel where your shades really block out the sun in the middle of the day. You think it's the middle of the night. So he's in this dark house. And he doesn't know when's the time to read Shema. When's the beginning of the day? When is it Mishiyakir? At what point is he allowed to start reading Shema? Once he starts hearing that there's whispering going on, there's talking, couples are talking all around, and the babies start crying, and then they're quieted down, he understands they're starting to nurse. So then he knows, Leikum, he has to get up. And by the time he gets himself ready, it'll be time for Kriya Shema Velikri. He will read the Shema. So, That's the sign. Now, what's supposed to bug us about this Gemara? If Rabbi Eliezer is giving us these fantastic signs, you want to know the times, just listen for these signs. So how could the Gemara entertain all these thoughts? Go listen. When do donkeys neigh? Is it the beginning of the night? Or is it a third into the night? What's the Gemara saying? When are these signs applicable? Go listen. What do you mean? You don't know when kids start nursing? You have to tell me, maybe it's a third before the night ends or the very end of the night. You understand? The Gemara gave me two shitot here that are very problematic. You're talking about a big distance in time. A third of the night. So that gives us an indication that these signs aren't so easy to use. The Chazal could just say maybe it's the beginning, maybe it's the end, maybe it's... What's going on here? So this Gemara on the surface is impossible to understand. I mean, there's got to be more depth here. For our learning, we'll leave it with a question mark. But we have to notice that the Gemara here doesn't work. You know, the way we read it, there's a very intrinsic problem here. You're telling me I have a sign so that if I'm sleeping in a dark room, I could follow this sign and know when to read Shema. So I don't think we have to go into possible answers. We're not the first people who noticed this question. But let's see, according to the first Teretz, that sign of when a baby starts nursing is a third earlier in the night. You can't start reading Shema, right? So which one is it? When does a baby start nursing? If I'm supposed to be able to tell when I'm in a dark room, that means this is a very clear sign. I'm lying in bed and I'm wondering, should I get up? Do I still have another 3-4 hours to sleep? So I'm supposed to know if I hear people whispering, people are starting to talk, I hear babies crying and then they're quieted down, they're starting to nurse. Ah, it's the end of the night has come. Well, according to the first Teretz of the Gemara, no, it's a third away from the end of the night. So which one is it? When do babies start nursing?
Okay, I understand, but according to the second Teretz...
What's the Matthias? Go check. I'm saying it fits the text, but go out and listen. When do donkeys neigh? At Tzeisa Kochavim or 4 hours later? Two shittos in the Gemara when this happens. How could that be? Which one is it? Saying the two terutzim say this sign is either at the beginning of the night or a third into the night. When do donkeys neigh? Well, which one is it? Go listen to donkeys. Go to a stable and see. Well, what's the Gemara giving me two answers that are so distant? You know, when we had on the last daf, different understandings when Shema begins. So we said the timing is very close. Here you're very distant, and you're giving these signs, which are supposed to be actual signs. This isn't just something up there in the air. The Gemara is telling me, use this sign. Why does the Braisa have to give me this sign? In case you have no other indicator. Okay, so how does that work? Amar Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel Mishmei Derab. Gimen Mishmarot Avi Alayla. The night consists of three watches, and we described that it's like shifts of the guards. Val kol mishmar v'mishmar yishev HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'shei kari. And over every watching, God sits. God sits. Obviously, that can't be understood literally. And roars. God roars. Obviously, that can't be understood literally. Kari, like a lion, God is like something that He Himself created. Obviously, that can't be understood literally. V'omer and Hashem says, Oy lebanim, woe to the sons, shebavanotehem, that because of their sins, hecheravti et beiti, I destroyed my home, v'saravti et echali, and I burnt my holy temple, v'eglitim ben umot olam, and I exiled them amongst the nations of the world. Okay, so this fits the pasuk. It says, Hashem roars, Mimarom Yishag, Shaogi Yishag. It said three times roaring. We said that corresponds to the three watchings. So three times Hashem roars, Al Naveyu, over his destroyed home. Somehow Al Naveyu came to mean not only his destroyed temple, but the notice here is divided into two. A, that it's destroyed. B, that it's burnt. C, that we've been exiled. The Gemara is telling me the three separate points. Okay. We could say a lot, but I think we should move forward. Tanya. No, there's a lot to discuss here. This shows up in Shulchan Aruch. It's the first siman in Shulchan Aruch, this point. That these three points, Hashem, so to speak, laments the destruction. So we know these are good times to daven about the destruction. Now, our Maariv prayer is at the beginning of the night. No, that's the first Mishmara. So it's a good time to daven about it. Okay.
So it's a good time to daven
on all three points. Korban Beis HaMikdash and Am Yisrael Megalus.